Yes, my friends, welcome to another episode of TTJ Talk. Produced, of course, by yours truly, the Tech Juggernaut at ttjtech.net. Hey, my friends, welcome aboard once again. I think it's time we got serious talking about the iPad. We've got lots and lots of great iPad stuff to share with you today. Stay tuned right here on TTJ Talk. Let's get it going. And this is another TTJ Talk podcast. We are so glad to be with you. Hey, folks, we have had an absolutely awesome, absolutely blessed past few months. It's been very, very busy, and that's why we've not been doing a lot of recording, but we are all doing well. Praise God. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We hope that you are also experiencing the fullness, the richness of his blessings, and that you're staying healthy, safe, well, happy, and prosperous, and at peace, my friends. And we certainly are. And we're going to share some of that stuff with you in some other episodes and in our other podcast, The Vessel. But this is all about tech, and specifically right now, my friends, this is about the iPad. We have been celebrating the 10th anniversary of the release of the very first iPad. Apple called it a magical and revolutionary product, and we couldn't agree more. We've got lots to share with you today. We'll be talking about other things that are coming up here in the world of TTJ, of course. But right now, I think we need to really just jump right into it, because you know what? We've got so much to share. We don't have to elaborate on anything else. We're just going to let this podcast speak for itself as we once again pay tribute to the iPad. And to start things out today, I think it's time we got something to eat.
It'll be interesting.
You know, it's funny how the various, for some people, the sights, but you know, the smells around us, the things, the foods we eat, the tastes and everything definitely remind us, or can remind us, of other events and other things. And that was certainly the case here as I ate my cheeseburger sub from OIP, a really awesome, family-owned and operated pizza restaurant in our community. And they've got a lot of great food. And it was really cool because that cheeseburger sub reminded me of the one just like it that I ate about 10 years ago. It was the very next thing I ate after unboxing my very first iPad. We had gone for a walk. You know, it was a beautiful spring day, really nice out. That, remember, the iPad was delivered in April of 2010. And after I played with it for a little while, we decided, my family and I, to go for a walk. At that time, my daughter wasn't even born yet, so it was my son and, of course, my wife and I. My son would have been 3 at the time. He may have gone in the stroller even, I imagine, thinking back about it. And we went for this walk outside and just had a really nice family afternoon together and decided we wanted something to eat after that. And yes, we did go and get the cheeseburger sub. And that cheeseburger sub was really good, and so was this one. I've had them a couple times in between there, too. Of course, the cheese and the meat, and they put lettuce and tomato if you want. I always tell them no tomato, but you can have that. And onion, they put onion on it, and I think oil and vinegar, a little bit of mayonnaise, and it's just delicious. And that, along with my pizza and my fries that I had, were really good. Everything's good there. They put that cheeseburger sub on fresh bread. They make these rolls every day. They make fresh bread. So I had that. My daughter, as well, joined in the festivities this time. She had chicken nuggets and fries. My son had pizza and a part of a sandwich, another kind of sandwich that the place makes. And my wife had some of that too. But you know, it was just really neat to reflect, I guess, if you will, you know, because there we were, and we were talking. We've been talking a lot on these, podcast episodes about the iPad and just how far it's come, and about our very first iPad. And so it was really cool, you know, to think about that. And it was kind of neat as I was eating that cheeseburger sub, just to think back about the one I had right after opening the iPad, and to think about how awesome even that very first iPad was. I'd like us to take a few minutes to talk about the current seventh generation iPad. And in a lot of ways, you could make the argument, though there were some in-between releases, but you could make some, you could make the case for this being the direct descendant of the initial iPad. You know, there were other families that were introduced along the way, iPad Mini and iPad Air and then iPad Pro, and all of these things kind of moved in on the scene for a while, and you didn't really have much in the way of this just iPad after, I guess, between the years, anyhow, I should say, of maybe 2012-ish, 13, somewhere around there, and 17. So between the fourth and the fifth generation iPad. But things were just totally revitalized. I think you've heard the story in 2018 when Apple had an education-focused event, and I believe it was in Chicago. I had only a passing interest in the hardware because I was perfectly content at the time with my iPad Pro 9.7-inch, but I was very interested in what all was going on, what Apple was doing, and they talked, of course, about some really neat enhancements to their various apps, GarageBand, Pages, you know, these other things. But then, after a little bit of time, and watching back again the keynote, I really was struck by this 2018, at the time, sixth generation iPad. And you know, it is definitely something that I have felt God calling me to do, to offer these classes that we offer, iPad for All Computing and others, and what's now become your TTJ instructor team, I believe, has been put together by the hand of God. And it was definitely the Holy Spirit working. But this was the earthly thing that he used as a catalyst for me. This 2018 sixth generation iPad was the earthly thing that God used to get my attention, because I, first of all, saw the iPad and decided I wanted one. But more than that, I said, you know, Apple has once again completely revolutionized something, and I don't even know as they're gonna get that level of credit for it. I think people will praise this iPad, but I don't know if people realize what has just happened, and that is that they have packed all of the important features, seriously, all of the important features, into a device that is so affordable that it can directly compete with the likes of the Chromebook, which is just far inferior to the iPad in so many ways. I mean, it is a low-budget system, and you can tell that when you use it. Low-performance graphics, underpowered, you know, all kinds of issues there. And this iPad is at the totally opposite end of the spectrum in power, in graphics, in audio, in features, in functionality, in availability of apps, in services like iCloud and everything, but also in its body, in its construction, the build of this thing. You know, the price point, if you got the equivalent in any other manufacturer of something like that, ought to look cheap and plasticky, but it doesn't. With Apple, it's still aluminum and glass and this beautiful design. And that is just amazing to me. It's affordable and it's powerful. And for I would venture to say, though the math is not really mathematically done, it's just, you know, but I would venture to say 99.9% of people, this iPad is the perfect one. If, you know, there's a few cases, we wrote an article in the blog about why maybe there's a few cases where someone might want an iPad Pro, although I would even say consider the iPad Air 3 before you jump up all the way to the Pro. Nothing wrong with the Pro. Don't get me wrong. I love the iPad Pro. It is a powerful and amazing machine. Everything Apple makes is great. So I'm not telling you the Pro is not a good machine or that you shouldn't buy it. I'm just saying what you can do for the price point, it's amazing too. And so, I will always have a special place in my heart for that sixth generation iPad. And it led me back to the seventh generation, which was released near the end of last year, 2019, which is what I'm recording this on right now, which is what I have. The seventh generation iPad. Now, basically, the only differences between the sixth and the seventh, although they're significant, are one, they have increased the screen size from its 9.7-inch predecessor to now 10.2 inches. That is actually huge, the Sighted World says. And it is nice extra screen real estate even for us voiceover users. Now, they say the resolution of this thing, and I always forget it, so please bear with me if you hear voiceover talking a bit in the background, but I want to pull it up. Excuse me, I don't want to misquote this. First of all, while I'm looking at the specs, I want to tell you that it's just 1.07 pounds if you get Wi-Fi only, or 1.09 pounds if you get the cellular, the Wi-Fi plus cellular model, which is what I have, and really what all of us have now in this family that have this. And okay, let's talk about the display. So it's a Retina display. It is a 10.2 inch diagonal LED backlit multi-touch display with IPS technology. I don't know if you're really supposed to say IPS or IPS, but we're going to say both. It has 2160 by 1620 pixel resolution at 264 ppi, or pixels per inch. 500 nits brightness. It's, of course, got the fingerprint-resistant oleophobic coating. It supports the Apple Pencil first generation and the Logitech Crayon. Now, this still has the A10 Fusion chip with 64-bit architecture and the embedded M10 coprocessor and the 8-megapixel camera, while we're looking at specs here, which is 2.4 aperture, 5-element lens, hybrid IR filter, backside illumination, live photos, autofocus, panorama, up to 43 megapixels HDR for photos, exposure control, burst mode, all this amazing stuff, right? Tap to focus, timer mode, image, auto image stabilization, body and face detection. Okay, the photo geotagging, video recording, it records in up to 1080p, but we'll come back to all this. I just wanted to see these specs, and I wanted to see, I'm going to skip a bunch of the specs here to go to the front-facing FaceTime HD camera, which is a 1.2 megapixel for photos, a 2.2 aperture with Retina flash, and of course, it does record up to 720p video. So, back to the specs now, or back to the changes now. Between the 6th and the 7th. One is the larger display. The other is, the next one, I should say, is that they managed to throw an extra gigabyte of RAM or memory in there, which is really big, all right, because that ought to actually catapult this into a different category of performance as time goes by, giving it longevity that the 6th generation may not have, an extra year or two maybe. And so I fully expect this to last for several years. And then also the third and final thing, which perhaps is for some people the biggest thing, is it adds the smart connector, so we can now use it with the Apple Smart Keyboard. Now, as I was already saying, they have great cameras on this. This is a Touch ID home button device, and it is the lightning connector. You have a headphone jack. You've got the A10 Fusion chip. You've got great stereo speakers, so fantastic sounding audio, dual microphones, and of course the cameras, which I already described to you. This has all the latest in, there's some additional specs since then, but still a lot of the latest and greatest in Wi-Fi, cellular, Bluetooth, all of these different wireless radios, and it is an amazing device, and I feel no differently about it than I did about the previous model, which is that it really has everything you need. It honestly does. And it is such a fantastic unit, and it's so affordable, and it just works. And everything you can do on an iPad, it can be done right here. I mean, this is a computer replacement, all right? Even though it's the lowest cost of the iPads, all right? Just retains that iPad name, but it wears it proudly. It doesn't, you know, they don't have Air on it or Pro on it, but it doesn't need it. iPad speaks for itself. And that is the power of iPad, because it is everything we need it to be for our computing needs in so many ways. And in addition to getting mine, I got some accessories that I will tell you about. So, as you might have guessed, I got the Apple Smart Keyboard, and I love it. And it is, it's very, you know, again, I mean, it was made for the iPad. So, you know, the iPad Smart Cover was designed along with the iPad 2. And the thinking being that, hey, we don't want to cover up the beautiful backs of this, so we're just going to make a cover, but it's going to clean the screen when it's closed with its microfiber. It's going to wake and sleep the iPad when we open and close it. It's going to support multiple viewing angles for reading, typing, drawing, watching movies, etc. And it's going to come in a lot of great fun colors and even in two different materials. So the Smart Keyboard is the sort of enhancement of that. Really only one color and material for the Smart Keyboard, this polyurethane, but the keyboard, and the keyboard feel is just fantastic. It's like no other that I've typed on, and it has the emoji key at the bottom left of the keyboard. It doesn't have to pair with Bluetooth or require any batteries or anything like that. You just basically unfold it from underneath of the inside of the cover, and in sort of an origami fashion, you put the thing in typing mode with the iPad in landscape, home button to the right, and just like that, you're ready to type, and it works great. Now, in addition to that, I did get an extra smart cover. I did get a leather smart cover in red. My iPad itself is gold, by the way. I wanted to go over that because this is the only iPad. Well, that's not true. No, you can get the iPad Air 3 in gold also, I believe. And the iPad 7th Gen and the iPad Air 3 support all the same accessories. And so if you do decide you want the Air because you need extra storage or something, I got the 128-gigabyte storage model option in Wi-Fi Plus Cellular. But if for any reason you need an Air, it's going to support the same accessories. So that's cool, too. And so the iPad Smart Keyboard, the Smart Cover, and then the leather red. And then I also went ahead and got the iPad leather sleeve in taupe. Now, I want to point out something. The iPad leather sleeve was not designed for the 7th generation iPad, nor was it designed for the 3rd generation iPad Air. What it actually was designed for is the 10.5-inch iPad Pro from 2017, but they share the same or very similar body. And so I was able to use this leather sleeve, and it works perfectly. It provides some additional carrying and protection for the iPad when you're not using it, and it even has an Apple Pencil holder on the top, so you can't beat that. So with your iPad and the Smart Keyboard and the leather sleeve with the Apple Pencil, which I do have the Apple Pencil, you have, praise God, everything you need in most cases. Now, I do have a bag of accessories. It's where did I get that from? I think Native Union is the one that makes this. I got it in blue. It's sort of grand blue. Got it from Apple, and I'll post links. But it's the accessory organizer, Native Union, what was it called? Stowe something, I forget. Anyhow, this, I've got a friend of mine who's looking into a bag that I can carry all of that, including my extra cover. And we've found some solutions, I think, praise God. So I just got to pick one, which I'll do here this week at some point. But, in the meantime, you know, all of this is here and it's great and it's a fantastic device. It's really, what else do I need to say? I mean, it's just amazing. It's excellent and I love it. Now, there is one other thing I do want to talk about. What did I do for cellular this time on this iPad? Well, I want to tell you one of the biggest advantages and one of the coolest things about having an iPad with Wi-Fi Plus Cellular is, of course, the fact that you have cellular, that you can be anywhere even when you're not on Wi-Fi and you have an internet connection. But almost equally cool is, or maybe equally cool, arguably, is the fact that you can sign up for that cellular plan right directly on the iPad, and you can sign up for what you need when you need it. You don't have to do anything else. Now, you can, if you want to, you can add it to an existing, you know, postpaid wireless account or something, and that's all well and good. But I didn't do that. I wanted to do this prepaid through what they call AT&T Prepaid Data Connect, I believe it's called, for iPad. And if you go to settings and cellular data, we did a post on this as well, you can actually choose your carrier. And I picked AT&T, and then it says, you know, loading, and it gave you some options. You could transfer from an existing wireless plan or add a new wireless plan, or you could transfer service. The fourth option actually was to transfer service from an existing prepaid from another iPad. But then the third option is the one that I did this time. And next time, in a few years, I'll be able to say transfer. But this time, yeah, praise God, I did get a new prepaid shop for individual prepaid data plans, I think it says. And then I was able to pick the one I wanted, which I picked 25 gigabytes for basically $35 a month. It was, I think, $34.99 or $34.95. So when Apple first released the iPad in 2010, they had a data plan from AT&T that was unlimited data for $30 a month. Now it's 25 gigabytes of data for $34 and some change per month. I don't think that's bad, and I don't think that's a bad increase. And I think 25 gigabytes for most people is going to be plenty to have on cellular, because you can use your Wi-Fi, you know, at home and at hotels and restaurants and other places. There's often going to be Wi-Fi, coffee shops, schools, work, you know, airports. There's always Wi-Fi. And you have this cellular, and 25 gigabytes is a lot. And you can stream several movies for 25 gigabytes of data. You can download a lot of apps. You can certainly do the lesser things as far as data, you know, like checking email and making FaceTime calls and the kinds of things you do, you know, when you're on the road and on the go. So there's no limit to what you can do. 25 gigabytes a month is pretty awesome. And so praise God, we got that. And so what you do, then you pick that data plan, and then it just has all in one form too. Really, really easy. It's like, okay, you know, first name, last name, street address, or no, phone number, and then your email address. You create a password. You you fill out your credit card and your name on card, billing address. Say that your service address is the same as the billing address. And was there anything else? I told you the password. Yeah, I think you check a box that says you agree to the terms or something like that. And then you continue, and it has you review the payment terms and the pricing and the options and everything. And you hit submit, and you get a message in just a few seconds that says, AT&T is updating your iPad. This may take a few minutes. And it really only does. I mean, it was less than 5 minutes, probably closer to 3 or even 2. And praise the Lord, and I got a message and said, your iPad has been successfully updated, or something like that. I don't know the exact verbiage, but, you know, the process was complete, and you were good to go and use your cell plan and hit OK. And so you can manage everything from settings. It's all there. You can see your data usage. You can manage your account if you need to update billing or anything else. And it's just really, really great. And again, there's no contracts with this. So if you need more data, you can always change your plan. If you're going to be going to a different country, you can sign up for a different data plan in that country. You can store multiple data plans on your iPad and switch between them when you need to. And again, this is using now in the 2019 seventh generation iPad and in the third generation iPad Air. It is using the eSIM, electronic SIM, I believe, that stands for, technology. And so it is amazing. But even before that, in, you know, other models like the 6th Gen, you had either embedded Apple SIM or one of those. So I did want to point that out, because that's another really, really amazing thing that I had not done in that way before. I only ever had two other, well, no, counting this Pro that I just had prior to this, I guess, three other iPad cellular models total. Now I really have made the statement, I don't intend to ever buy one without cellular again. For the slight increase in price, it is well worth it, especially when you are not tied to a contract and can just pay and sign up right on the device. So, you know, maybe you pay a little bit more. Some people are listening to this podcast and saying, oh, you do know, right, that you can add the iPad to your current wireless plan for just $20 a month or, you know, maybe even 10 in some cases, right? Well, yes, I do. But the ease of being able to work with this, the flexibility that it offers, and just, you know, the convenience of it for me is preferable. And that's just the way I've chosen to do it. I considered both options, believe me. So I am aware, just in case there's anybody who's, you know, ready to scream at me, there's a cheaper option. I know. I'm not making fun of you either, by the way. I wasn't meant to mock you. But I just, I know. Okay. But I'm telling you that this is my preference. And I think for a lot of people, if they realize they could do this, because, you know, this is just so super easy and convenient. And man, so yeah. So that is how you work with AT&T Prepaid Data Connect. And there are others. There's T-Mobile, Sprint, Gig Sky, TruePhone, and Always On Wireless, I think, are the various options in there. And they all have, you know, their own interfaces and their own ways of doing things. But that is how easy it is to sign up for data. That is how amazing and awesome this really wonderful iPad is. And of course, I already have the other accessories. I mentioned the ones that I got this time, but I already have the Apple Pencil. Praise God. I have the Lightning to USB 3 camera adapter, the Lightning digital AV adapter, which is HDMI, and I have a Lightning to SD card reader. So I got the whole package, and those are the kinds of accessories that I was talking about, and a few others, carrying in that Native Union stow. What is that thing called? Well, anyway, I'll put it on the blog. All right, so stay tuned. Let's see what we got next. Okay. Hi again. I'd like to show you just how easy it is to add a cellular data plan to your iPad with Wi-Fi Plus Cellular. Now, these are unlocked when you purchase them from Apple, and we're going to just head on into settings. I have an iPad right here that I happen to want to add an iPad cellular plan to.
Settings. Settings.
On the left-hand side of the iPad, we're going to
cellular data button.
Cellular data.
Cellular data heading.
Now.
Select carrier heading AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, Always Online, Gig Sky, TruePhone, Other. Apple may use your location and device information to show cellular plans available in your area.
Now we can Apple also typically change the country if we want to look in a different country, but we're going to pick AT&T.
AT&T. Cancel button.
We'll see our options here.
Cancel available data plans. Heading. Add to an existing wireless plan. Button. Purchase a new wireless plan. Button. Shop individual prepaid plans. Plans starting as low as $19.99/month. Button. Purchase international data plans. Connect worldwide with plans starting as low as $60/month. Transfer existing prepaid AT&T service from another iPad. Button. Shop individual prepaid plans. Plans starting as low as $19.99/month.
And button. That's the one we want.
Shopping. Please wait while the page is loading.
Now.
Monthly domestic data.
Here we
plans.
Are.
Select plan. Back button. Cellular data account. Heading. Cancel. Button. Domestic data plans.
And that's, of course, what we'll be looking for.
Auto-renew plans, heading level 1.
We do want an auto-renew plan.
Monthly recurring, heading level 1 gigabyte for 30 days. LTE checkbox, unchecked. $19.99.
We're going to go up to the next one because it's a really good plan.
Renews every 30 days. 25 gigabytes of data for 30 days. Checkbox, unchecked. Checked. $34.99.
All right, so we put a check in that box.
Renews every 30 days. 7 gigabytes with mobile hotspot for 30 days.
LTE, checkbox, $55.
And that's only 7 gigs, but it's got mobile hotspot. We're going to do the $34.99 a month plan. Of course, you know that this is, as of the time of this recording, things, you know, plans are always subject to change. We have to inform you of that.
Renews every 30 days.
Don't know when you'll be listening to this.
The selected plan will start immediately. Unless you cancel, your plan will automatically renew every 30 days and your credit card on file will be charged the auto-renewal rate associated with the data plan selected. You may cancel by logging back into your account once the order has been placed and cancellation options will appear on the account overview page.
And of course, you can do that right from the cellular data settings on your iPad or from att.com/iPadlanding.
Pay-as-you-go plans, heading level 1.
There are also some pay-as-you-go plans here.
User information.
And I imagine there's
40 at user information, at worldwide data plan, link.
Yeah, we could do worldwide ones, so international plans as well. But we're just going to go down to the next heading here.
User information, heading level 1.
I'm going to pause while I fill out this form, but let's just show you what's in this section so you know the kinds of things you'll need.
First name, text field, last name. Telephone 550-123-4567. Text field.
So you got 2 edit fields. Double for the phone number. An area code field, and a phone number field.
Login information heading level 1.
You have a login information field area now.
Email text field. Password example. ABCD 123 number sign, secure text, password help, button, verify password, secure text, payment and billing information, heading level 1.
Then we'll have our payment and billing info.
Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex, Diners Club credit card accepted, image. Unless you cancel, your plan will automatically renew every 30 days and your credit card number, text field.
Okay.
Name, as it appears on the card, text, expiration date. Name.
Did I miss the address field? No.
Expiration month.
There's
text field. Expiration
year.
Yii. Text field.
4 digits.
Double tap to edit. Use the road security code. 3 or 4 digits on front or back of card. Billing address. Security code.
And you notice that is a secure field.
Or back of card. Secure text field. Billing address. Address 1. Text. Address 2. City. State. Zip code. Service address is same as billing address. Radio button. Checked. Use a different service address. Remember, service address must contain a valid street address. Next button.
And then there's a next button. So, I'm going to go ahead and fill out all of this information, and I will be right back with you, my friends.
Pause.
Okay, I have filled out the information.
Next button.
I'm going to hit next.
Next dimmed. Data Connect Pass Plan / Session Based Wireless Data Services Agreement, heading level 1, Terms of Service, Cellular Data Account, heading...
I'm going back up a little.
Heading up, okay. Cancel, Terms of Data Connect Index, heading
We're
going to
look
2.
For an Agree button.
All rights reserved, all copyright Agree button.
There it is.
Copyright 2000. If you have any questions or concerns about your AT&T mobility service, please call customer care at 1-800 Agree button. All rights reserved. AT&T and Globe logo are registered trademarks of AT&T intellectual property. All right, copyright separator. We are preparing your order summary for review.
Okay.
Cancel.
All right, here's the...
MasterCard. Payment and billing information. Cellular data account. Headed cancel. Payment summary. Payment and billing information. Credit card. Master. Billing info. Confirmation email, heading level 2, EKY, cellular data plans, heading 25 gigabytes of data for 30 days, $34.90, taxes and other charges, zero payment total, heading 34, your credit card back, $34 total.
And it just says here,
your credit card will be billed immediately. Unless you cancel, your plan will automatically renew every 30 days and your credit card on file will be charged the auto-renewal rate associated with the data plan selected.
Okay.
You may cancel by back, but submit, button. Submit.
Here we go.
Dimmed.
Give it a moment or two. Check it out.
Your credit card will be billed immediately.
All right.
Unless you cancel.
Let's assume it's still loading here. And got a message here.
AT&T is updating your iPad account. It may take a few minutes to process the update. You will be notified when this is complete. OK button. Settings.
All right.
Search. Search field.
We're taken back to Double settings to now. Edit. I haven't gotten that notice yet, so.
9/14, Thursday, June. Cellular. 1 of 4 bars. Signal strength. Home-FE. Alert.
There we go.
Cellular data plan updated. Your AT&T cellular data plan has been successfully updated. You've got mail. OK button.
That's how quick it was.
Settings.
And it typically is. It's been my experience.
Search.
So.
AppleCare. There are air Wi-Fi. Selected. Cellular data.
Now, if we look in here now.
Cellular data. Heading. Cellular data. On. Cellular data options. Roaming off. Button. Set up personal hotspot. Button. Turn off cellular data to restrict all data to Wi-Fi. Cellular plans. Heading. Selected. AT&T. AT&T. Prepaid. Active. Add a new plan. Button. Apple may use your location. Manage AT&T account button.
So there's where you can go if you want to do it right there.
AT&T heading SIMPEN button. Cellular data heading current period 0 bytes. Current period roaming 0 on. On.
Because of course we just now got the. Now,
did more.
Let me on. Go ahead and dismiss that notification. Reminder.
6 slack mark as completed.
That's
mark
on my.
As complete.
Okay, and it's a reminder to charge the Apple Pencil, which I will do. Charge my Apple Pencil soon. Okay, down here at the bottom,
reset statistics button.
You can reset the statistics. It tells you when the last reset was, and it's happened right now. So, what we'll do, you can see
last reset June 11th, 2020 at 9:13 p.m.
Because that's right now. That just happened. So. This is it, my friends. It's as simple as that. And again, you can look.
9, Thursday, cellular, 1 of 4 bars.
I do have cellular service, and right now where I'm at, it's 1 bar, but 1 bar with AT&T is excellent anyway. And there's more. It fluctuates, and as I go through my home, you see, you know, more than that as well. So that is how simple, how straightforward, and how easy it is. It's really awesome, my friends. Hope that's been educational and helpful for you.
Done.
So there we go.
Fast play.
And I'm going to continue this with a few more tidbits. We'll be right back. Welcome to this edition of What's on My iPad, followed by What's on My iPhone. Now, beginning with the iPad, before we actually do either of these, I want to point out to you two things. Number one, I love the fact that you can make folders. However, I don't. I don't use folders. There actually is a one folder on my devices, which my daughter made for her games specifically, and that's fine. It kind of keeps those contained there. But really and truly, I just like to organize them in a certain way, and that's what I've done. This is based upon the new setup as of iOS 13 and iPadOS 13, what it looks like if you were to reset your home screen completely or get a new device and set it up as new. All the Apple apps, I have not modified at all what their positions are. I've just added to it. So let's get started. First of all, on my iPad, we have widgets. I have two favorite widgets showing up on the left-hand side. So I've got the date and the time and the date, followed by the weather widget, which shows me at this particular moment that it is partly cloudy with a 10% chance of rain, and that the current temperature is 72 degrees. There is a high of 73, a low of 54 today. Now, my Up Next widget, which is currently displaying a reminder with a bill that I need to pay, and so that's my, you know, Up Next. Then we get into the apps. I have the standard configuration here, as I stated, so it has. And I like the order of this. They're kind of neat. So you got FaceTime first, followed by calendar and clock, then the Apple Home app. Photos is next, followed by camera. Those seem to belong together. Reminders, notes, voice memos. Again, a good logical ordering there. The contacts app. Maps for Apple Maps, followed by Find My. the App Store, Books, which is Apple Books, Podcasts, the TV app or the Apple TV app, the Apple News app, Stocks, Measure, and Settings. That is going to complete page number one. Going on to page two, and I don't think I need to describe any of those apps. As we get further on, we will, but these are ones that I think everybody probably knows and loves. At least I do love them. I use most all of these Apple apps every day, and that's why I don't move them. And by the way, just so you know what the dock is, of course, it's persistent on every page. I have the standard here, Messages, Safari, Music, Mail, and Files. And then, of course, I have my three suggested apps on the right-hand side of the screen, which at this present second are App Store, Grocery, and YouTube. Back to the main home screen, left-hand side of page number two. Oh, I do have a folder here. I forgot about that. I have Apple Arcade. It has 17 apps in it. Let's tell you what those are for those who are interested in playing some Apple Arcade games. We love Apple Arcade around here. Many voiceover friendly ones yet, if any, but you got to remember these are third-party developers. Apple gives them the tools and the framework, but right now you're seeing a lot of very, very graphical games, and so maybe over time. But what we have is currently, let's see, okay, Crossy Road Castle, Sneaky Sasquatch, Ballistic Baseball, Word Laces, Lego Builder's Journey, Tint, Lego Brawls, Frogger in Toy Town, Hot Lava, What the Golf, Out of Control, which is, I think, the Loud House, Out of Control is the actual name of that, Pac-Man Party Royale, Big Time Sports, Butter Royale, which is a family-friendly version of the popular Fortnite game, excuse me, Cricket Through the Ages, Beyond Blue, and there must be a couple apps on the second page. Just one, actually, right now. It's called The Other Side. We'll close that folder. So that is my Apple Arcade folder. Next, we have, and I put that before these apps that Apple also ships with the iPad, and I just put that one first because it's a folder. So now we have the ones that they sent again here in the order in which they sent them. Photo Booth, Shortcuts. By the way, if you're not familiar with it, Photo Booth is a fun little app for the iPad only that allows you to take a photo and add some really cool filters to it and stuff like that. Shortcuts is for creating and managing shortcuts, and you know, that's a great feature. iTunes Store, Tips, which of course is about getting tips for your devices and iPad OS and so on. Let's see, Apple Store, buy some Apple products there. Here's the Apple Clips app. Here's the Apple Clips app, followed by GarageBand, Keynote, Numbers, and Pages. Following that, we have iMovie and iTunes U, which I do assume iTunes University will eventually just disappear or not be updated as new versions are released, because Apple has stated that that's ending. Support for that's ending, but we still have it for now, for another close to 2 years, I guess, anyway. So iTunes U. All right, then we have now, this starts where I've installed things now, okay? Apple Support, Swift Playgrounds, the coding app. Remote, this is the Apple TV remote app. You don't technically really need it because there is an Apple TV remote in Control Center now, but it's nice to still have that app for some additional functionality, I think. That's at least how I've seen things. Here's the Apple Music Memos app. Not Apple Music, but the Apple-branded app called Music Memos. I should have specified that. So Music Memos. Here's Apple's Texas Hold'em game, which is accessible, by the way. And here's Apple Classroom, iTunes Movie Trailers, and the Dark Sky Weather app, which is now made by Apple. Then we have YouTube, Yelp, Open Table, Starbucks, Fandango, which is the movie app. So you know Yelp and Open Table are basically, Yelp is finding businesses, restaurants, and so on, and then OpenTable is restaurant reservations. Now, normally I do all of this stuff in Apple Maps or just using Siri, but sometimes Maps uses Yelp, and you can open up Yelp to get additional information, or you can open up OpenTable to actually continue with a restaurant reservation and stuff. So I figure let's have the apps installed there. I actually have my Starbucks card in my Apple Wallet, which is available on iPhone, but you know, here I do have the Starbucks app installed, and the Fandango app again is movie tickets and showtimes and so on as well. All right, Wikipedia, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. Again, it's a nice enhancement to what Siri offers, because you can search Wikipedia with Siri, but sometimes then there'll be a, you know, open Wikipedia button to read more. So if you have the app, it's going to make that experience very, very seamless. Here's the Sketches School app, a great app for use with Apple Pencil or Logitech Crayon, drawing, painting, coloring. Really awesome and fun app, very kid-friendly, but yet very powerful and rich in features. Here's the Grocery app, the smart shopping list, and here's Sirius XM. Now we'll go to page 3. I have 5 pages, by the way, just to let you know what you're in for here. Page number 3 begins with the Paprika Recipe Manager 3, great recipe app. Here's Brushes. This really harkened back to the very first iPad that we ever had. Brushes was available then. I don't know if it's exactly the same. I assume it's been tremendously enhanced, of course, but it's a great painting app. Again, Apple Pencil support and so on. So Brushes. Then the Chalkboard app, which is really cool to be able to draw and stuff with different colors of chalk and everything. They have the authentic sounds right on your iPad. Here's the Home Design app. You can design the interior of your home and the layout and floor plans and stuff. Here's a calculator. I don't remember if this is just called, I think this is just called calculator for iPad. You know, they don't ship a calculator on the iPad, so I just picked one. And it does do the job. For those that really want to know which one it is, I can look it up and send it to you or include it in the description. But if I forget, just you know how to get in touch. Art Studio Pro. And so there's several design apps here. A lot of these are ones that my family uses because they're very visual apps. But we'll get back to some more that I use here soon. But first, a group of these. Art Studio Pro, Affinity Photo, Affinity Designer, Pixelmator, Pixelmator Photo, and Procreate. Then we also have Sketchbook, which is that very well-known app also. So these are all about design and photo editing and illustration, things of that nature. Now, then we get to some more pro apps, and these I do use on this row here. They are accessible. Ferrite Recording Studio. You know, I love GarageBand, but Ferrite has some very targeted uses that I also love. So I've got that app. LumaFusion. Again, that's kind of the, you know, the progression is Apple Clips, iMovie, and then really, really high-end stuff, you need something like LumaFusion. I also use it for its exports to YouTube because it just works really, really smoothly. That seems to work fine with Clips. But sometimes I do use LumaFusion as well for that. All right. Epicurious, that's a recipe and cooking app. Now, there's a play. What is, okay, so Epicurious, and then the Food Network Kitchen app, which again also shows you recipes and even live classes and stuff if you're subscribed, which I am. Here's the Bible app. This is the Life Church or YouVersion Bible app. Then we've got some accessible games here. Quizoid, Trivial Knowledge Pursuit, 5 Second Guess, Charades. Actually, I don't know if Charades is accessible or not. The first three are. Charades, not sure. And Heads Up. We'd like to play that with the family, though. And then Real Myst, M-Y-S-T. Not really accessible, but a really incredible role-play game, which I first heard of when I was a kid, actually, back in the 90s, and they've revamped it for iPad, and it's pretty cool. Here's SimCity, you know, a city builder app. Here's the Jeopardy Play Show app, which actually accompanies an Apple TV app. It is a really awesome way to play Jeopardy. And here's Sketch Party TV, which is also accompanying an Apple TV app. And that's the next one is Family Feud Live. And then the Smule Singing app, Sing, the Brain Teasers app. And lastly on this page is AT&T Watch TV. That is the small, I don't know, like 30-some-odd channel package that you get with your AT&T wireless plan if you are an Unlimited Elite customer, as I am. So that's just kind of included in there. It's a way that they can deliver HBO to you as well. And you get channels like Food Network, HGTV, Nickelodeon, Lifetime, LMN, History, I think. There's a lot of channels in there that are really, really good. That one does not really have any locals or sports. It does not have DVR and stuff. For that, you want to go up to their AT&T TV package, which we've talked about, which I also have, which is phenomenal. And that's going to be the very first app on the top left of page 4 is the AT&T TV app. So one is AT&T Watch TV, the other is AT&T TV. This is our primary TV app, aside from the Apple TV app, of course. AT&T TV is integrated with Apple TV, so a lot of times I just start with the TV app, but here's AT&T TV, followed by Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, Food Network Go, HGTV Go, Nick, which is the Nickelodeon TV Anywhere app, and then the HBO Max app. We're going to be inserting Peacock in here as of July 15th, I hope, because we do have Peacock through Xfinity already, and I'm super excited to have it on Apple TV, iOS, and the like, because, man, I'll tell you what, they have some good programming on there that I really like. So that's going to probably go right after HBO Max, Peacock. All right, now we have Zoom, the, Zoom Cloud Meetings app. WordPress, we create our websites. Here's Anchor for podcasting, of course. Shout out to the folks at Anchor, great app. Backpack Studio, also used for some podcast, some aspects of our podcast, audio editor. Here is Google Classroom, followed by Kahoot, K-A-H-O-O-T, for creating online quizzes. Edpuzzle, which is a way of sort of working with and creating sort of interactive start and stop videos that either you create or you find on YouTube, and then you can pause and ask questions in the middle of them and stuff. It's a rather cool app for education. Flipgrid, also a way of making videos that an entire class can share and make together, or each make their own videos and share them. Again, a great app for education there, Flipgrid. And then iXL, which is a learning app as well. The Elements, which is a periodic table, interactive, and a whole lot more. Here's Duolingo, the language learning app. Frogipedia, which allows us to dissect a frog in augmented reality with the Apple Pencil if we want to even. Here's the World Wildlife Federation Free Rivers app. The 3-2-1 launch app. These are AR. Apollo's Moonshot AR. The Photo Cookbook. And Logo Maker, great for designing logos and business cards and brochures and other types of things. Here's Garden Answers, a plant identifier. Here's the Tasty app, again, a recipe and cooking app. And here's Simply Piano, for those that want to learn to play the piano, by JoyTunes. Here's Dabble, D-A-B-E-L, great audio live streaming. And that's going to complete page 4. We got one more page, not all the way filled up, but here it is, Amazon. The shopping app, of course, Prizmo, and that is P-R-I-Z-M-O. Now, Prizmo is a great app which I use to turn image-based PDFs into text-based PDFs, so great OCR app. We have ink cards, which is for making physical greeting cards. Then we have a series of these EARS, E-A-R-S, games that are accessible. So EARS Blackjack, EARS Millionaire, EARS Fortune Wheel, EARS Feud, Here's Jeopardy Match. And then we have the Trivia Crack No Ads app, followed by Kylie's folder that she made, and I'll tell you the games that she has in that, and then lastly, the Live Now app for live broadcasting to YouTube, live streaming. In Kylie's folder, there is the Fair Food Maker, the Sprinkle app, Islands, no, which is No-No Islands, Property Brothers, and Magic Piano. That is going to complete what's on my iPad. Folks, there is just one other thing we'd like to do today. You know, we've been talking about the iPad, and I'm telling you, my friends, this is truly what Apple has said it is, a magical and revolutionary product. It has truly empowered, I believe, countless people, changed lives. It certainly has changed the way we work, play, create, learn, communicate, and express ourselves. If you've never gotten your hands on one of these devices, my friends, there is no device quite like it. I believe it's a gift from God. I believe it's awesome, and I believe you need to check it out. And we're going to be giving more free ones away, more free iPads, later this year. So stay tuned to that as God leads. And what we want to do before we close, we couldn't let this opportunity pass by because, you know, Apple makes this wonderful iPad, but they make so many fantastic products. And when you get a new Apple product, it truly is one of the best presents you can get, one of the best presents you can give to someone else because you're giving them so much. And so we decided to do something really, really special. We have got, this is going to be so much fun. You're going to love it, my friends. We've got an awesome treat here for you. I think it's going to be just fantastic. I'd like to introduce to you now, and here's my family and a friend of ours as well, and myself, as we are singing this little tribute. Happy anniversary, iPad. Thanks, Apple, for all you do. Here is our take on the 12 days of Christmas, Apple style. We've substituted Apple products in for each of the days of each of the gifts. Well, you just listen. You'll hear what I mean, okay? Now, Apple didn't really give us all these things like we say in the song, but it fits the song lyric so perfectly. Take a listen to the 12 days of Christmas, Apple style.
On the first day of Christmas, Apple gave to me a brand new Apple TV. On the second day of Christmas, Apple gave to me two Apple Watches and a brand new Apple TV. On the third day of Christmas, Apple gave to me three Apple Pencils, two Apple Watches, and a brand new Apple TV. On the fourth day of Christmas, Apple gave to me four iPhones, three Apple Pencils, two Apple Watches, and a brand new Apple TV. On the fifth day of Christmas, Apple gave to me five gold iPads, four iPhones, three Apple Pencils, two Apple Watches, and a brand new Apple TV. On the sixth day of Christmas, Apple gave to me
six Mac computers,
five gold iPads, four iPhones, three Apple Pencils, two Apple Watches, and a brand new Apple TV. On the seventh day of Christmas, Apple gave to me seven Beats Bill speakers, six Mac computers, five gold iPads, four iPhones, three Apple Pencils, two Apple Watches, and a brand new Apple TV. On the eighth day of Christmas, Apple gave to me eight iPod Touches, seven speakers, six Mac computers, five gold iPads, four iPhones, three Apple Pencils, two Apple Watches, and a brand new Apple TV. On the ninth day of Christmas, Apple gave to me
nine brand new HomePods,
eight iPod Touches, seven Beats Bill speakers, six Mac computers, five gold
iPads. 4 iPhones, 3 Apple Pencils, 2 Apple Watches, and a brand new Apple TV. On the 10th day of Christmas, Apple gave to me 10
iTunes gift cards,
9
brand new HomePods,
8 iPod Touches, 7 Beats Bell speakers, 6 Mac computers, 5 gold iPads, 4 iPhones, 3 Apple Pencils, 2 Apple Watches, and a brand new Apple TV. On the 11th day of Christmas, Apple gave to me
11 Apple AirPods,
10
iTunes gift cards,
9
brand new HomePods,
8 iPod Touches, 7 Beats Bell speakers, 6 Mac computers, 5 gold iPads, 4 iPhones, 3 Apple Pencils, 2 Apple Watches, and a brand new Apple TV. On the 12th day of Christmas, Apple gave to me 12 lightning cables,
11 Apple AirPods, 10 iTunes gift cards,
9 brand new HomePods, 8 iPod Touches, 7 Beats Bill speakers, 6 Mac computers, 5 gold iPads, 4 iPhones, 3 Apple Pencils, 2 Apple Watches, and a brand new Apple TV.
Okay, that's going to do it, folks. We hope you enjoyed that today. Please visit our website at ttjtech.net. Subscribe to our blog. Don't miss a thing. Keep coming back for more TTJ Talk podcasts. Send us iMessage tech questions to the tech juggernaut at iCloud.com. Follow us on Twitter at TalkTTJ, Periscope TTJ Talk. Thank you so much, my friends. God bless you, and we will see you next time right here on TTJ Talk.